Hello and welcome back to Mornings with Stephen Jonesy podcast. Today, we take a break from our journey through the Psalms. We start a new four-part mini-series titled Love and Spiritual Growth. And as always, it's such a privilege to share these moments with you, opening scripture, exploring what God is saying, and learning how to apply it to our everyday lives. Part one of our new series is based on the passage that is one of the most profound expressions of God's heart, and it challenges us to live, think, and love differently. We're diving into 1 John chapter 4, a reminder that love isn't just an emotion, it's an identity, a calling, and a lifestyle that reflects who God is. Today's devotional is titled, God is Love. 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 to 11 reads, Dear friends, let us continue to love one another, for love comes from God. Anyone who loves is a child of God and knows God. But anyone who does not love does not know God, for God is love. God showed how much He loved us by sending His one and only Son into the world so that we might have eternal life through Him. This is real love. Not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as a sacrifice to take away our sins. Dear friends, since God loved us that much, we surely ought to love each other. John's message in these verses is simple, yet deeply powerful. 1. Love originates from God. Love isn't just a human feeling, it has a source, and that source is God Himself. 2. Loving others proves we know God. Our spiritual maturity isn't measured by Bible knowledge, church attendance, or how many verses we can quote. It's measured by our ability to love. 3. God demonstrated love through action. He didn't just express His love with words, He sent His Son. Love gives, love acts, love sacrifices. 4. We are called to mirror His love. Because He loved us first, we are now empowered to love others, even when it's inconvenient, undeserved, or challenging. The key truth is, we don't love people because they are perfect. We love because God loved us first. We live in a world where love is often cheapened, reduced to feelings, convenience, or romance. 1 John 4 reminds us that real love is sacrificial, intentional, and transformational. When you forgive someone who doesn't deserve it, you're revealing God. When you serve without expecting applause, you're revealing God. When you choose compassion over judgment, you're revealing God. When you love, even when it hurts, you're revealing God. Real love costs something, and that's why it's powerful. This world doesn't need more perfect Christians. It needs Christ-like Christians. It needs people who love in a way that looks like Jesus. Consistent, patient, generous, and unconditional. Loving others doesn't mean tolerating abuse or enabling toxic behavior, but it does mean seeking peace, choosing grace, offering forgiveness, and treating people with dignity because every person bears the image of God. You can't claim to know God if you refuse to love like Him. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for loving us long before we ever knew how to love you back. We are grateful to you for showing love not only through words, but through the sacrifice of your Son. We ask that you help us to love others the way you love us, with patience, kindness, forgiveness, and grace. Heal any bitterness in our hearts, soften any hardened places, and teach us to reflect your character in how we treat people. Strengthen the listener who struggles to love again, who has been hurt or betrayed. Restore their heart with your comfort and fill them with love that overflows. Lord, make our lives a living testimony of your love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Friend, God loved you before you ever prayed, believed, or changed. He loved you at your worst. He loves you now, and He will continue to love you forever. And because He loved us like this, we are called to love others, not perfectly, but genuinely. You may not always get it right, but every time you choose love over bitterness, compassion over conflict, and forgiveness over resentment, you look more like Him. Love is not a task, it's our testimony. Let your life preach louder than your words. If today's message inspired you, share it with someone who needs to be reminded that they are loved and called to love. Be sure to follow Mornings with Stephen Jonesy podcast on your favorite podcast platform so you never miss an episode. Subscribe and leave a review wherever you listen. Thank you. I'm Stephen Johnsy, and this is the Mornings with Stephen Johnsy podcast. Until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. And may the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.